Hey, welcome. This lesson is all about arrangement checkpoints for a faster Ableton workflow in rolling drum and bass at around 174 BPM. I'm going to walk you through a repeatable system that lets you try big arrangement moves without fear, iterate faster, and keep momentum when you're jamming out jungle or heavy DNB. Think locators as your map, instrument racks as quick texture switches, and a single checkpoint's audio track as your rollback lifeline. Let's jump in. First, a quick overview of what you'll end up with. By the time we're done, you'll have a lightweight arrangement template with named locators for every major section, instrument and drum racks set up with chain-based variations, a checkpoints audio track where you resample section snapshots, consolidated and color-coded blocks you can drag and drop, and stock device bus chains for drums and bass that are easy to recall. Everything here uses live stock tools so you can apply it right away. Preparation. Open a new live set, set tempo to 174 BPM. Create the core tracks, drums, bass, lead or pad, effects, Fox, and master. Group drums, bass, and lead slash padded to a group called core. Work in arrangement view for this tutorial. Part A. Create structural locators, your map. Decide on standard sections, for example 00 intro, 01 build, 02 drop A, 03 interlude, 04 drop B, 05 outro. Add locators by right-clicking the timeline and choosing Add Locator, then rename and color-code each locator. These locators are your checkpoints, instant navigation, loop braces, and export regions. Pro tip, spend 5 seconds to name and color them. It saves minutes later. Part B, build chain-based variations so you can switch whole textures with one knob. For drums, put your main breaker slices into a drum rack, then drop that drum rack into an instrument rack. Create multiple chains inside the instrument rack, a sparse intro groove, a build groove with filters, snares, and a full drop chain with fills and extra layers. Show the chain selector, map it to a macro and call it drum variant. Automate that macro and arrangement to change textures without duplicating tracks. For bass, use Waveatable or Operator and build 2 or 3 chains in an instrument rack. One chain for solid mono sub, one for a detuned Reese with bandpass and saturation, and one for gritty distortion. Put in a Q8 and utility on each chain, and map low slash high cutoffs or drive to macros. Automate one macro to swap bass variants per checkpoint. The big win here is fewer tracks and instant, non-destructive switching. Part C. Make simple bus chains for drums and bass using stock devices, then save them as presets. On your drum group, stack EQA to clean sub rumble, drum bus for drive and transient shaping, glue compressor to glue the kit, saturator in soft clip mode, and utility for stereo width control. For bass group, use EQA to tame highs, saturator for analog grit, multiband dynamics to control sub energy, and utility to collapse lows. Save each effect rack as a preset so you can call it anywhere. Teacher note, a consistent bus chain gives you predictable checkpoints. No surprises when you resample. Part D. This is the core. Resample audio checkpoints. Create an audio track named Checkpoints and set its input to resampling. Loop the locator region you want to snapshot, and either solo the tracks you want or use the track activator to temporarily silence anything you don't. Arm checkpoints and record the loop. Consolidate the resulting clip. Rename it with a clear prefix like CHK02 drop A, and color it. Keep these clips in a left zone library inside arrangement so you can drag them in instantly. Why this matters? Audio checkpoints are CPU light, immediately auditionable, and act as true rollback points when you want to try radical changes. Part E, consolidate and color code building blocks. Select 16 or 32 bar blocks in arrangement and consolidate them with Control or Command J, then name and color them by function. Keep a small library at the left of arrangement for quick drag and drop. Practical teacher tip, treat the left zone like your instrument palette. Save a couple of favorite drops there and you'll be rearranging in seconds. Part F, quick versioning. When you want to try a variation, duplicate the group and work on the duplicate instead of overwriting. If you commit to a version, freeze and flatten the duplicate and keep the original muted but available. This gives instant rollback without relying on undo. Also save as with incremental suffixes every time you hit a major checkpoint. Versioning is underrated. Part G, naming and save as increments. Use explicit file names for project saves, like track name V1, V2, and so on. Or collect checkpoint clips into a checkpoint set and save live set as project name check01. If you ever need to pull a checkpoint into another project, having a consistent naming convention speeds the whole process. Common mistakes I see, so avoid these. Don't leave locators unnamed. Resample without isolating tracks and you'll capture unwanted FX. Don't flatten MIDI too early. Duplicate first. Don't create dozens of duplicate tracks if an instrument rack chain will do the job. And always keep the sub mono below around 120 Hz to avoid phase issues on club systems. A few pro tips for darker, heavier DNB. Always mono your sub. Utility width 0% below 120 Hz. Use drum bus with a parallel compressed bus for extreme punch. Create a send. Slam a compressor hard with short attack and heavy ratio. Saturate and blend it back in. For respace, split into two layers. A clean sub routed to the bass group and a detuned mid/high res routed to a separate chain with high pass. Protect the sub with multiband dynamics and add dirt on a parallel chain using redux and saturator, blending with a macro. For tension builds, automate an auto filter on the top res chain and snap the cutoff up at the drop. Little phase nudges between sub and res layers, even a millisecond or two, can make the whole bass feel tighter. Experiment with clip start offsets. Mini practice exercise, 30 to 45 minutes. Start a set at 174. This audio version is shortened for playback.